Okay, you guys have, it's noticed you, but you have a chance to escape. Walt, what are you doing at this stage?
I mean, he's been just kind of trying to get their attention, I guess, or Louis, to come down. I guess he's relieved to see that they're actually moving down the fire steps at this point.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he, like, sees that it's bad news and he tries to get the car started, I suppose.
Okay. While you go to the car, or while you're kind of trying to bring the car up, give me yet another alertness. I feel like I need to make it somewhat fair.
What?
How dare you?
Failure 87?
That is a failure.
Classic.
All right, you don't notice anything about the concrete park that you pass on the way in. So you've got the car. You've got the car that's hanging out at the back here, ready to pick these
I
guys
don't know
up.
it is anything about what?
Don't worry about it.
You don't notice anything about the weird concrete urban area that you pass on the way in.
Okay. Whatever
Um,
that means.
all right. At this point, you guys start making your way down the fire escape.
Can I make a roll to get down extra quick using my
I
athletics?
was going to ask you, do you want to go extra
Yes.
quick? Okay.
Louis is going to try an athletics. An 18 under 63 success. Louis is like,
Louis gets down
yeah.
really quick. He makes some space. Finnegan.
What is Finnegan doing in this moment? I mean, Louis had his gun on him. Does Louis just say, fuck that, and just like starts dashing down the stairwell?
I don't know. I think he.
You know what? Let's say that's fine. You guys both make it down. Like that athletics, you're pointing the gun at him, you're egging him on. I'm okay to just give you that. You
Louis,
guys make it
you
down.
already shot me once. Do it again.
I'll do it again. Get the fuck out of the way.
No, you will. You don't have
Do it
to.
again, you motherfucker. All right, you see at the top of the staircase, just by the window, somehow this thing can somehow fold and change and stretch its size and extend and warp its form. It no longer looks like a dog. It becomes like a bit of a snake, like a flying snake dragon. But then it comes back and it looks like a little poodle. And then it comes back to its regular old form. It can change its size. You probably see that it can move, because it has no body and it's just this thousands of
God.
swirling reflective shards of space-time. It'll probably move pretty quickly. It will. One moment.
Is what?
Got a new theory. Talk about that later.
All right, it will try to make a little bit of a faster move. And the way it does this, it can try and. You seem to notice it looking around with that weird, odd-shaped geometric head of its. It looks around and tries to look for little sharp angles. So you see on the fire escape, there's a piece of metal that hasn't been cut properly. It seems to look at that and it seems to be fixated on that and moves to that really, really
This is why
quickly.
they do everything
You think
in
this
areas of
thing
flatness.
can move
Oh, wow,
really,
yeah.
really
This
quickly.
is why, because this is how this thing shows up.
Angles and shit. Fuck.
What are you doing?
We're running to the fucking
Where are you
car.
guys going? You getting to the car?
The 2000.
Joe's hands are on his face right now for the audio listeners. He
Walt
still
has the
has prior
Walt has
knowledge
the
for how
car
bad
going
this is.
and is ready to take off.
This I will and I will I will go ahead and state just for the record, it is my opinion, my personal opinion, that the 2005 Ford Mustang is a very smooth model. Like it's just it's got a lot of like really
See,
flowing lines, like not
little
a lot of, it's
flowy,
not like
flat
a sharp
surfaces.
80s model
Look,
car, you
that's
know.
neither here nor
Okay.
there. Nah, it's okay. Nothing to think about there.
We are going to the car. It's like this is that bit like from a I can't remember that movie, like Marines, we are leaving. Like
Alien.
Like we are going. Like I think if Louis looks up and sees this thing, so did this thing jump closer to us, or do we still have some space?
Yeah, no, it's coming down the fire escape. It's going to where
it's
you
time
were.
To go.
Seems that way. Are you guys... Do guns play anything into your psyche? Like, are you going to try and shoot at it?
No.
No?
I think that Louis has already repressed sanity. I think that holding on to his gun has been a pretty good trick at this point. I think Louis wants to leave.
And Finnegan...
Blame... What are they? What did you have in your backpack? Molotovs?
It's in the trunk.
Yeah. Finnegan is. Sorry.
No, he's just still caught in a giggle fit.
Still the giggle fit. Okay, so you
guys he's like the Joker from the Dark Knight. He's just running. Just
yeah.
Just wild-eyed.
Alright. You guys make it to the car. You're in the car. This thing is still... You look back and you still see it's trained on you. It knows. It knows about you. You got its attention.
Finnegan takes a video of it on his phone.
Like once he gets into the car?
Yeah, as we're driving off.
Okay.
It's still there. It's within eyesight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now we can go insane anytime we want.
Anytime we want.
Post it to social media. That's fine. You can see it.
Drive.
You can see it. It seems
drive.
Be fine.
Yeah. As soon as they get in the car, drives off.
You notice some of the spiky parts of the trash underneath the fire escape. It seems to just emerge from any sharp angle. It just suddenly... You think that it was maybe just performative before, bounding from one place to the next. This thing emerges from sharp places. It can just jump to any sharp place.
Any sharp place.
The shotgun is in the car, right?
Yeah.
Louis, I can imagine Louis probably got to the car before Finnegan, and he just jumps through, and it's a two-door, he just jumps straight into the back seat, so Finnegan get, and he fishes out the shotgun from underneath, like, from the floorboard, and just, like, and just
Walt's like, what's going
around.
On?
Go, just fucking go!
At this point, I'm gonna have to need Walter to roll me a 1d20 for having now experienced the hound.
Oh, he sees it? Come on now.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. Not the
Your
driver.
Wheelman sees the hound, this unknown collection of geometric shapes.
This is
pulsing
this is
in
the
time and space.
Shitstorm.
Eight.
That okay. is eight sanity.
That is
damage.
Over five.
So
unless you want to deflect.
Let's roll a 1d3. 1d3.
Well,
first.
He could deflect if he deflected and
let's
reduced the damage.
Fine. Fine. Yeah. Sorry for the damage. Yeah.
So what right. do I want to do?
If you take more than five, you will have a break. You will have it.
Yeah.
You will go temporarily.
So I don't want to do that. So I want to deflect it. So I roll a what? 1d6.
No, it's 1d4.
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 You need to see how much I can deflect.
Yeah, you want at least a 3
or a 4. Potentially deflect and still.
Okay, play. I deflect 3.
Okay.
Okay.
I
think.
So I put that on my bonds. That 3.
Shit. Fuck.
Yeah. You reduce that.
I have bad news.
What?
After losing 5 or more. So 5. So that 3 takes your 8 to a 5. That's still 5.
Mm.
And this is... Mm. I take 5 away from Sandy, first of all.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So roll a 1d3.
It's flee, struggle, submit. Or you can just click a d6 and we can divide it
by
2.
Yeah, I'm going to do 6. It's a 3, so that's a 2.
Submit.
That is struggle. Lashes out at random nearest threat, no matter how insurmountable it may be. Jean.
Okay.
So that's the...
Walt.
Angle
Walt,
dog.
Walt, you're a pacifist. You're a pacifist. You're in the driver's seat. You brought it up. The car is running, but... You see this thing and you have no choice. You lock and load and you try and take a shot with your shotgun. You're going to try and shoot the hound.
I think I only have one shotgun. And
he
had
a pistol.
Oh, sorry. You had the silenced pistol. Sorry. Use the silenced pistol.
He rolls the window down.
Walt's like, oh my god. Oh. And just like start shooting.
All right, do you want to roll for that?
Sure. So I guess I can just click this. I thought I could just...
Yep, click that button. That is a failure.
Yeah.
You miss. You empty an entire clip on this thing and you hit nothing. But frankly, you don't really think it's going to make a difference.
Walt, drive, stop, drive, don't stop, shoot, fucking shoot, and go!
Can Walt start driving now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Walt, after that, all right, peels
you guys
off.
Can make it. You peel off, there's a wheel spin coming from the alleyway. At this point, you guys have probably attracted some attention, but... Nobody, it's okay, there's a wheel spinning car, there's some noises. There's definitely the lady at the front desk, which is starting to come out. And you guys wheel spin away out of the alley into the side road. And on that side road, you guys see that park that you passed in as you were getting through here.
So Finnegan clocks the park. Can I make a search?
Sure.
Is there a basketball court in this park?
No.
Fuck.
It looks like an urban area.
What do we see in the park?
Which is just like concrete and sculptures and stuff
like
that.
So like perfect for a basketball court.
If it was that kind of neighborhood.
Would you describe the location as flat?
It would be a flat location, yeah.
Can we just see that?
Yeah.
I'm confused. What's the significance of this park? It's just a park we passed on to get to the...
Seems to be a flat park.
Metagaming, it's a potentially safe space from this monstrosity.
I understand.
I don't know if our characters have put together, like Joe put together, that this thing can travel. Are our characters cognizant of that?
Louis's not that smart. Definitely not in the middle of what he's doing, to be frank. I don't think Louis...
You guys see that something bad is happening, and it's happening really fast.
Yeah.
So.
Did we roll intelligence?
Park or no
checks?
Park?
So wait. Okay, we're driving, and this thing is still following us. We've driven away from
this thing is now at the trash can.
But we've.
You guys have driven away, but it's pursuing.
Okay.
You're in trouble.
Fuck.
Yeah, I say we pull the car right up into the middle of this park place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pedestrians be damned.
Okay. But there's luckily nobody around. The park is empty. Finnegan tries to think really hard about anything, but fails. He's a little bit shaken up. He's also bleeding from his ankle and his thigh.
I feel like
go ahead.
Walt should roll intelligence roll.
Actually, yes, let's do that very quickly.
This metagaming
very quickly.
Bullshit leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Success, 51 under 80.
Okay, redeemed.
All right, Walt, his experience in the jungle, he knew about meditation. He knew and he did the meditation back in the day, and he knew that meditation takes place in calm places, not in spiky places. And Walt thinks that it's a wild shot, but Walt thinks that he might be able to stop the car. And if you guys decide to either stop or continue running, if you stop the car, something about meditation would probably take place.
All right, we pull up the car, I guess, and Louis's in the back. I mean, like, with the shotgun, like, looking around, trying to see this thing. Like, that's what Louis's doing, because that's what Louis would do.
Wait, so Walt thinks that we have to get to this flat area and meditate?
That's what he thinks, yep.
Okay. Walt's like...
What does he say?
All right.
Walt's like...
You guys... You look back, one sec. You look back, and you're not sure. You can't actually be sure if this thing is following you. You got some distance. It was at the bottom of the trash can. You guys made it out of the alleyway. You turned a corner, but you don't see it yet.
Walt sees...
What does Walt say?
Walt says...
Walt sees an Enya CD... attached to the if that would help.
He says this is a he's like this is a crazy idea, but I've come across these things before. There's no rhyme or reason to its pattern of movement. We must get to a flat surface. and tries to yank everybody to come to this park.
Well, we're there now.
While explaining, like, through, like, he just thought of, like, there might be a reason to why these ceremonies are done in flat areas.
Right, so, clear space, then what?
Take off your shirt. No.
You look back and Louis is like halfway to taking his shirt off.
We must meditate. I have no idea how he would come to that conclusion, but
this madness.
Oh my god.
That's what I wanted to get to. Madness.
You park the car. Somehow this is coming to pass. You guys aren't totally allergic to it because...
Close your eyes. It came through his eyes. Close your eyes.
You close your eyes and you attempt to meditate. And each of you, I want you to write down what you're meditating upon or thinking about whilst meditating.
You want me to write it down?
Mm-hmm. Just... And something short, like two words.
Okay. I got mine.
Okay. Oh, why don't you guys just type it in, and then on three, we just all send it through.
Okay. Where are we? Okay, on the
chat.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm ready.
Where's the chat?
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool. Hit it whenever you're ready. Death Burma. Two words, sorry. Louis. The incident. Okay. That's okay. That's all fine. All right. You guys are not meditating upon the same thing. So you can give Jesus. Me... give me a power roll from each of you.
Okay.
Oh, we really this fucked is where, that up. This,
you guys are not good at meditating.
This
Brad's
is where Louis shines.
The only one meditating on Burma.
That's a 90 at 90.
It's a success.
Failure for...
Failure.
Okay.
What happened, Sean?
You guys are sitting here in the park. You hear the rumble. You hear this weird rumble crunch. And this thing... It still knows you're there. It knows you're there. It's tracked you down. It's almost as if it knows where you are. You did not succeed in stopping it from emerging into the greater world. So right now, you're in a park. You all have your shirts off next to your car, sitting on this concrete slab. For some reason, sitting cross-legged.
I imagine we were all just in the car doing this, but you're saying we got out of the car.
No, I think you got out. You took your shirts off. And the hound is now crunching towards you, going from each little small surface to the next small surface. And it seems like you guys are going to have to face this down. It's a pickle.
Louis has the shotgun over his lap, and he's sitting there, and he says... Fuck this. And he stands up and he starts to blast at this fucking thing with a shotgun. You two can right. stay there and meditate. That is not what Louis is about.
As you blast with the shotgun, something weird. It feels like as you're blasting the bullets, this thing jumps to you. Every time you fire off a bullet... And the bullet kind of ricochets and hits something, it jumps to where that is. It's using that sharpness to move.
PPK.
But it's coming towards us even though we're on a flat surface. Yep. Because of the shotguns.
It's not yet on the flat surface. Yeah, you're clearly getting its attention. It does not like...
Louis.
It's the angles, Louis.
Louis
Which just sounds batshit crazy. It's the angles! What does that even fucking mean?
Louis is gonna fucking throw the shotgun down, because I guess it's not working. And he just unloaded a shotgun in the middle of Chicago. Just blow, blow, blow! Mm-hmm. And he's standing there with no shirt as this thing is just stomping towards him.
Luckily, there's still nobody around. But people will probably eventually take notice.
Louis? Molotovs?
Louis will, I guess, run to the trunk real quick. No, I don't think it's what Louis does.
I'm just gonna roll another intelligence roll because Walter tried the meditation, that didn't work, but he obviously sees that it's moving through angles, even, you know, like, he's gonna do an intelligence check, success, 37 over 80. Can he derive anything, like, any way out of this situation? We're on a flat surface.
What you can derive is it's obviously trying to avoid flat surfaces. It is made of angles. It uses angles in the world to move, to even to dissemble Spider. It used the angles in his body to try and dissemble him.
I wonder if we sit in the middle of a flat space, we're literally
That's what I'm
safe.
Saying. That's what I'm thinking. That's where we are.
You think this thing is powerful. So off that intelligence check, you're not going to be safe. But you think it might help.
What Finnegan?
So at this point...
Finnegan! The wall!
I'm going to give you guys... two choices, and I don't know if we need to cut this or for the last session or something. Should we just roll with it? All right. You guys have two choices. You can try to outrun this thing one last time, or you stay and see what happens on the flat surfaces.
Well, Walt already knows this. It's not going to stop it. So Walt would yell, unless someone has a better idea, back to the car, you know?
There's literally nothing Finnegan can do in this situation. Like, skill set wise.
Louis's gonna scoop the shotgun back up and is gonna pile back in the car.
Okay.
Finnegan will follow Louis.
Walt's just yelling.
Right.
We'll go ahead. Yeah. And Walt's gonna try to peel off.
Alright. He's like, get the fuck out of here! This thing doesn't look like it's slowing down. You guys have tried to get into space. Who's driving?
Guess Walt.
All right, Walt. You know what? You were an astronaut, weren't you, at some point?
Is he going to get a bonus to driving, perchance?
He's got a 30% pilot on spacesuit, so he probably knows his way around a car.
So, here's an idea. Chicago is right next to Lake Michigan. What's flatter?
A plane?
Is that a terrible surface? Idea?
Wait.
I would assume the concrete that we were on would be flatter than water, but...
Louis is going to say something. Louis, he's like, get us to fucking Argyle. We gotta go to that fucking grocery. They're the only ones who know.
Walt will drive there.
This you might get
bring
us killed.
The hound to
this
Argyle.
This might get us fucking killed. Yeah, it's street. A very busy street. Lots of people.
Yeah.
But at this point,
I was picturing
time,
this at night. This at night?
Yeah, but it's still got that cyberpunky busyness to it. You guys visited there last time.
Unless
at night.
We run.
It was raining.
Unless we just run. I don't know if we can run. I don't know if we can just run.
Let's stay in the car and fucking... We're trying to drive to the grocery store. I mean, that's a good, better idea than... I don't know.
To the grocery store.
That kind of...
yeah, we need groceries. We need pork bonzo.
That kind of highlights all the Delta Green shit, though. I don't know. The Lake Michigan thing might be a good idea. Like, let's just head towards water.
Give me an intelligence check from Finnegan.
Incoming intelligence check from Finnegan. Where wherein upon a success, John will tell me that my idea is bullshit. Success? John, proceed.
Go ahead.
This is an excellent idea. Finnegan thinks that the flat surfaces, he's onto something. He thinks that this park is maybe too small. And he thinks that something really, really big, like a giant flat surface, might be the right way. So at this point, Finnegan's going to shout out, we need to get...
Gotta get to the lake.
We gotta get to the lake.
Trust me.
Get to the lake and just drive on in. Just that's drive on into the lake.
Wait, whoa.
Trust me, Louis. Trust me.
Damn it.
Do you want to live?
All right.
Yeah, I do.
My vast intellect has told me that this is the only way.
All right,
you guys are going to try and escape to Lake Michigan, and you're going to try and Dukes of Hazzard your way into the lake.
What time of year is it?
January.
Middle of summer.
Thanks for asking.
It's summer. It's summer. Don't worry.
Okay. If it was January, we could have driven out on the ice.
Oh, yeah, true.
But you said
true.
Summer, so...
All right, so let me think about how to resolve this. Okay, this is obviously some kind of a chase.
Do you want the chase mechanics?
All right, this is it. Yeah, I think the chase mechanics more around like
I'll be right back.
It's just opposing roles, right?
I will also be right back.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Everyone's just leaving. They're leaving us, John.
Leaving us.
We've taken too long.
God, shit's getting so real, John.
Shit's getting real. It's
John,
just escalates
so quickly.
John,
did you think
quickly.
It was going to go this way?
Joe, I was hoping against hope that it wasn't.
And here you are. Oh my
but
god.
But curiosity kills
god,
so many cats.
I love the idea of like, I mean, it's exactly what Finnegan would have done. 100%.
Yep. This is why, from the outset, these two characters are like, oh, this is going to be a pair.
Oh god.
Ultra aggressive character plus ultra curious character.
Right.
All right,
so the pursuit mechanics are that it's basically just opposing, and there's rules for if you succeed versus the opponent succeeds.
Okay.
So it's like they have you succeed and you fail as compared to opponent succeeds and opponent fails. So we'll just go with that as we do it. But we can do. There is also seeking an edge, where you can basically. Mm-hmm. You know, you can utilize...
Try and find a way...
Something to give yourself a bonus.
Yeah, to use the environment.
The problem
something.
is the drive test is the difficult one. I don't think any of us are professional drivers.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's also hard to counteract that drive test. I'm just going to roll with regular old stats. So it's going to be a stats versus stats test.
I'm sure
Walter.
The super scary creature doesn't have good stats. I'm sure the unnatural geometrical...
It's,
dog thing.
There may or may not be a section called inhumane stats. Mm-hmm. And you can take that as you wish.
Here is the part of the show where I scour my character sheet, try to find if there's any skill that I can leverage.
God.
Base scenario.
Yeah, it's really gonna go... It's really going to go into, like... And because there's multiples of us, I guess, like, whoever's driving, we can do things to try to support the driving, but...
Yeah. It's dire.
It is fucking
dire. It's pretty
dire. I am legitimately wondering if this thing can even take damage. Like, I'm legitimately curious if this thing is killable. At all. Because... In the meta, I think Joe has heard about these things before from the Lovecraftian side. that's a discussion that can go on some other time, but
yeah.
Jeez. I don't know, what are you thinking for Finnegan?
Man, it's looking.
You did say TPK. Or
what is TPK?
Total party kill.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got nothing. I just noticed that I have science, environmental, and ecology both at 50. Something that I haven't clocked before.
Could you, like, maybe you could use those skills to find something that's not driving into a body of water where we might drown? Like, could any of those skills be used for that kind of thing?
Also, Joe, while we're doing this, let's crank up some Last Chase music.
Jesus.
We're overthinking it.
Okay.
Let the dice roll.
Let what they will. Okay, here we go. Let's do one of these. All right. There we go.
Okay. You guys are pumping in the car. The wheels are spinning. The tires are burning. You are fighting for your lives. And your lives... Once again, this is a funny situation that Walter finds himself in, where he's got other people's lives in his hand. And if he can just get it right, maybe they'll get out of it.
Does he have flashbacks of that guy dying in the...
He's driving. He gets flashbacks. He sees his deformed hand from the last encounter in space with some weird phenomenon. And he focuses up and just grips the wheel. He pushes forward.
Hits the gas.
In the cinematic version, it zooms in on his eyes as they get really intense.
Yeah.
Give me a dex check, please. I'm gonna run with stats instead of skills.
Okay.
Failure. 78 over 55.
Alright, but that's 78 versus...
Oh, no.
Was that a critical?
That is a critical
success from the hound.
How is a 4 critical?
Yeah.
It is... This thing is really powerful. Hold up. No, that doesn't... That's not
reading
right.
Wrong for whatever
dexterity,
reason.
Dexterity, 100%.
This thing has a 100% dexterity.
Minus 20 he put in.
Is that what that is? I put a minus 20.
Oh, you put a minus 80. Okay.
It's an 80.
Yeah, 4 is not a critical.
Yeah, I'm seeing a...
Just...
All right, it's catching
just
up
toying with us. It had 100% success rate the entire time.
So is it a success or a critical success, John? Tell me.
It is a critical success. This thing
is
inhuman.
Because it has some really crazy stuff. Okay, so if we fail and the opponent succeeds, they gain. So...
They're gaining on you. Things are not looking good. It's going past trash cans. Those trash cans, you never noticed before, but right now you notice it. They tend to be really spiky. Those are spiky trash cans.
How far away is the lake?
This thing is jumping. The lake is probably, let's say, 2 or 3 rolls away.
Walt has like a crazy idea. So I guess they have like, they're open to do other stuff. It's like, maybe fire will stop it. Smoke or something.
Right.
We have Molotovs.
They're in the trunk.
But
a little,
in a 2005 Ford Mustang, is there one of those little in the back seat you can like lay down part of the seat and reach into the trunk?
Yeah.
Wait. I'm looking right now. There's a strap on the side of the street. Look behind the seat belt. That you pull the strap and it will fold down. Bam! Like
okay, you can go through the street.
I mean, maybe fire will do something weird because, like, what are the angles of
smoke? Okay, so how about this, John?
Okay.
So Louis is going to open the back access that lays the seat back to access, and he's going to reach in and grab these bottles. And he's going to start opening them up and pouring the liquid out of them because they still have liquid in them.
Starting them.
What do you want? What kind of skill do you want to put together Molotovs in a moving vehicle?
That's a good question. Louis is doing it. So he's kind of done this before. He knows what he's doing.
How many do we have?
I can tell you exactly how many we have. Because he has... There's 2 Callon gas cans in the back and 2 unopened packs of Coronas, so 12.
Okay.
Alright, he hands the Coronas out to both Walt and Finnegan. He says, drink these! And then you guys pretty much down them immediately to try and clear space.
I love this. I imagine he just poured them in the floorboard, but okay.
Chug these if you want to live.
Chug these.
Okay, so for skills, I would say, like, what about...
I can't think of anything good. Just even a flat roll would be fine.
To
I don't
see
mind.
If I can just put these things together.
Just get these things dexterity.
Dex?
Oh, you clumsy.
I'll take
yeah,
dex.
That's not going to work for you.
I think dex is appropriate.
Okay.
But Finnegan's there too.
Fine.
You roll for six and I'll roll for six.
Do you have craft?
Dex rolls?
I don't have any. I have craft breaking and entering. I don't think this counts.
Dex makes sense because it's like manual dexterity.
Right.
Like pouring something in a moving vehicle.
Right. All right. Yeah. I'm going to roll my dex.
Rolling dex.
Failure for Louis. He can't
That's
can't get it
failure
done.
Failure and a success. Again. Can't get it done. Maybe you get halfway there. One of them. So Finnegan downs it like a beast. He doesn't even. He does that thing where he just opens his gullet. So he just goes. And it's like flushing a toilet, except it's a Corona. And he prepped half of it. You could probably get one Molotov ready if you do this again on the next one.
But that's for the next round, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Finnegan, anything? We're going in order.
I thought that was Finnegan's action.
Is that not... Yeah.
No, I'll give him another action.
I mean, I'll take it. Can I light it and throw it?
What you gonna do with it? No, you can't work on the Molotov. Something else? Anything else? Anything clever you want to think of?
Oh, okay.
Can you, like, navigate for us or something? Like, maybe help,
Shorter path.
Yeah?
Shorter path to the...
Yeah. Yeah, that's
giant
cool.
Lake.
I like that.
Yeah. Then it'll get just, like, knocked down up to you and be like, all right, guys, I got this. I'll get us there.
Give us a navigate plus 20 with your Corona, because you're a little bit buzzed and you're kind of feeling that good.
Do you
zone.
Mean negative or positive on that?
No, plus 20. Plus 20. That helped him.
Drinking really always helps with
it's
driving.
It's like he's in
drinking
Mexico
and
City.
Driving on this podcast.
No, to be clear, he's not driving. Yeah.
Drinking also okay. helps navigating. With navigation.
Oh, God.
Success.
All
so
right. Does,
so can Walt get a positive on his next one?
Yeah. I think that'll give him an advantage, and you may even be able to...
Make that roll, you son of a bitch.
You don't find a better path, but you do give Walt a little bit of guidance while he's going.
All right. Next round.
Back to... wait, let me just quickly roll for our little angular friend. Mm-hmm. All right, the hound. He just moves. He seems to move again. He changes his size. He's become a really small, tiny little, like a tiny hound with really, really speedy legs. But he seems to be going the same speed. Okay.
He's a greyhound. A whippet.
I was picturing a chihuahua
a
whose legs are just like a blur.
Like a
I was imagining
chihuahua.
Like a,
yeah.
like a small blurry. Dog with dozens of legs. And they're just like...
Yes.
Like a
centipede dog.
Yes. Cool. Walt, back to the driver.
So you just want me to do dex again? Instead of drive?
Yeah, unless you can convince me for something else.
I guess my dex is better than drive with the modifier.
Plus 20.
Yep.
Oops.
Make this happen, man.
Let's do this. Success.
Success. All right. And that was just a dex.
Okay.
I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
Let's see the creature's roll. Is that another critical
success?
All
right, I think this crit thing is not really working right. I think that's
is that
a
regular
sheet.
Success or a critical success?
That's just a regular success. So that is... That's against yours, so you guys are fine. You get away a little bit. You seem to get away a little bit.
I will tell
thing.
You, according to
that's
the rules...
That's not how it works, but...
I will tell you that according to the rules, whoever rolled the higher success wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
As in number higher,
oh, shit,
but still
that's a
number higher.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
As long as
it's
still
so
under
then I got
50
the last one
whatever.
Wrong.
Did you?
Then I got the last one wrong, and you guys...
Oh, that's true.
Got the, no, you got a failure. Oh, you got a failure.
Oh. So yeah. It's gained on us again.
Okay, so no. It's gained on you again. I'm sorry. It's not looking good.
Louis is gonna light... He takes that... He snatches the Molotov, I guess, from that fucking Finnegan's put together. Mm-hmm. And he's going to open the sunroof, which he totally has. and is going to stick his top of his body up. He's going to light the Molotov and attempt to throw it at this creature.
All right. Do you want to roll for that?
That is how it works. It's based off of... What kind of weapon is a Molotov?
It's like a thrown grenade, weapon.
There
like a grenade.
Has to be a mechanic. There is a Molotov in Delta Green.
There definitely is.
Demolitions. It wouldn't be demolitions. That doesn't make sense.
It would be something that was for something that was thrown. I think thrown stuff is done. I think it's by fucking Dex, and that is not Louis's strong point. Shit, fuck. I want to get this right. Firearms. Hand-to-hand.
Sorry, I'm also not helping, Joe. I should be doing this.
Let me see. I can't lay hand on it at this point in time, but I'm going to bet it's... Because I have it marked as a 60, and I don't think that's right. So I'm at...
I think let's just roll with it for the sake of expediency.
Alright. That is...
Also, trust me, you guys are not getting any unfair advantages here.
Okay. Alright, that is a 6, which is a success. And it has a lethality rating.
Alright.
Of 10%, which means that technically, the 6 is under a lethality rating of 10, which means if this were a regular mortal individual, that person would be immediately dead.
Just vaporized. Instantly vaporized. How did that would be such a lovely... That would be such a lovely end to the story, but unfortunately, this hound doesn't really work in the physical realm.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem to be bothered by your fire.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be hurt. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to screech. Yeah. In its tiny poodle with many, many legs form, it just keeps going. But you do think that it's maybe you've obscured its vision a little bit.
Okay.
Dog.
You guys are rounding another corner. You can pretty much see the lake in sight at this point.
Does Finnegan want to do anything?
But I really think the only thing Finnegan can do is just roll another dex check to try to make another Molotov. This is like, if it was Benji, I could just roll an unnatural or an occult and like brush it and figure out how to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But this is a different character. Like, this is not his situation. So yeah, I'm just gonna try to make another Molotov. Pulling a dex. S 4365.
Ask it how that makes it feel.
Do a quick psychotherapy.
Your relationship with your mother.
With your weird geometric mother.
Okay, you guys have another Molotov in your pockets.
Can you imagine this scene, by the way? Like, this red Ford Mustang is, like, swerving around, like, skirting around a fucking street.
It's going through the middle of the CBD. And loaded off a Molotov.
Louis is hanging out of the sunroof, throwing Molotovs. And this thing is chasing it.
And Finnegan's the burner phone rings and pouring gas.
Chugging beers. The burner phone rings, but I don't think Louis answers. Like, Foyle's probably got wind of this at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can't.
And he's like, so, where are you guys at the moment, you know? All right, this thing goes. You see it shapeshift again. It seems to shapeshift into what looks like a bigger dog. Even bigger than before.
Now it's only the size of a small pony. Excellent.
Yeah, that's generous.
Can I just make a drive move, or can I do kind of like what Benji would do and make an occult roll as well?
Do you have good occult?
No.
Okay.
Nope. What would you do with an occult if you can give me something?
Like I said, I mean, maybe hone into, I was present during this meeting. I know they didn't talk about this shit, but that was before, right before, could I drive anything from that?
No. That meeting seemed to have just been a formal event.
Well, I mean,
I said the lake was in sight.
I mean, we're talking about obscuring at sight, the fire obscured at sight, something.
Mm-hmm.
Can I make any other roll besides a dex roll at the same time, or do I need to choose?
I feel like if you're driving, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, drive. Just a straight dex roll?
Yep.
And not my drive. Okay, failure. 694 over 55.
94.
You want to push it?
Push it.
Now is not the time to crash.
Don't listen to John.
High risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Y'all want me to?
You do you, man.
Yeah.
Doing cool.
I'm not impartial. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll roll, do your, it. Roll Walt, your D4.
Walt, he's got his leather driving gloves, which he happens to have on him all the time. He kind of like puts them on while he's driving. He's like, because of those knuckles. He burns the willpower.
Two willpower. Let's get that dex roll again.
Okay.
And he tries to get a little bit more distance between you and the hound.
Failure.
That's a failure. No. Okay.
I would like to point out that Louis is hanging out of the sunroof, which we all know is the safest place to be in a car accident.
It's very safe, yeah.
Severed. Cut in twain.
All right. So the hound is now upon you. This thing bounds forward. It runs, it doesn't seem to have mass or form or shape, but when it's on the back of the car, you hear a boom. It's on the car at this point. You're maybe one block away from the lake.
Alright.
One thing for it.
Alright, Louis is... Louis's gonna, he's ducking back down in there. He grabs the shotgun and Louis's just gonna blast out the back glass of the car. It might not do anything, but that's all Louis can do. He squats back down, reaches down, pulls the shotgun. He doesn't know, I don't even know if he can see the creature through the back glass. Can he? Like, can he see it right there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's gonna make thousands of sharp angles, but fuck it, it's already on.
Who knows? Maybe he'll get a critical and the sharp angles of the breaking glass will distract it. And he'll fall away. So.
Overwhelmed by options.
Yes, overwhelmed by options to murder us. Alright, so Louis.
This multidimensional
Louis
being
gonna roll overwhelmed his firearms. By options. That is a fucking fumble.
That's a fumble.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna re-roll it. I'm gonna burn the real power because there's no reason not to, because it can't get worse. You know what, Jean, if I fail this, kill Louis. Kill him. He deserves to die.
Somebody's dying.
He deserves to die.
This is
all right. Let's do that D4 to push. I'm pushing. I burn one willpower. I'm lucky on. Listen, if he goes out, he's gonna go out with a lot of willpower. Just
with
locked
a with a literal bang.
Mm-hmm. Let's roll that firearms.
Failure.
A 51 over
Louis.
50.
Louis.
Fuck. So Louis brings up the shotgun. He's just firing it from the hip as he's leaning back on the console between the two seats, and just starts pulling the trigger and racking the slide all six rounds. Boom! Boom! Boom!
He's freaked out at this stage. How much damage does a shotgun do?
A shotgun does... Um, This should be right here. A shotgun.
2d10.
2d8.
2d10.
Is what I've got.
Oh.
All right. Louis is freaked out. He is blasting the back window open. There are shards of glass flying. And the hound looks at this glass, kind of see it slow down, and it just feels like it almost shakes its hair, shakes its head, it shakes its angular hair, as if it's in a shower, like brushing past. It's enjoying it. It enjoys it.
And I hope it remembers that.
God.
What a lovely moment.
And luckily enough, nobody is hurt in this ridiculous barrage of emptying the shotgun bullets, but there's glass everywhere. You think that this thing could now teleport anywhere in the car with all this glass. It's not going to stay outside. It now has lots of space to get inside.
Okay.
Who's up next?
How far? You said we're a block away from the lake.
You're pretty much on the lake at this point. You are one street over from the lake, about to cross into that green patch that is there before. So a little bit of a park, and then you're on the lake. So you're kind of ramping over the islands. Walt's doing a great job. You can probably get there into the water next time.
What is Finnegan going to do? In this moment, the back glass is gone. Louis is like leaned back between you guys and just screaming.
Tell you what Finnegan's thinking about doing. Is the creature going to get to go again before we get to the lake?
Likely, yeah.
Finnegan. Do I have another Molotov?
Yeah, you just made one.
Yeah, you have one in your hand.
You didn't use it.
And he throws the Molotov into the back seat and climbs up front.
Oh, you're in the front? I thought you were in the passenger seat.
Oh, am I?
I thought so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to throw it back there with Louis.
Yeah, and attempt to drag Louis up to the front.
I would say you could probably do one of those things.
Jeez. Yeah, I think do one.
Do it, man.
Here's
my logic. If fire and smoke can obscure this monster's vision, the thing that it's going to do next is eat Louie. If it can't see Louie, it
can't eat what you can't see.
Louie might get burned
alive,
but he won't get devoured into a different plane.
I'm not sure which is worse.
And you are heading for a body of water, right. So this is not batshit right. crazy.
This is my logic.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know from Joe. I want this.
All right. So Louis lights up the cloth.
It's an athletics check, by the way.
Finnegan. Oh, shit.
To throw it where you want it to go is an athletics roll to throw a grenade.
Oh, that's not good.
And if you get it right, it lands. If you get it wrong, it goes somewhere else.
All right, Louis. I promise this isn't because you shot me. Fucking chunks it.
Success! Louis is immolated! Success! Yes!
No, he angles it just so to where it makes a perfect smoke and fire screen in between the monster and Louis in the backseat. Because Louis already established that he was on his ass is on the console in between the two front seats.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just throw it at the shattered back glass.
I imagine Finnegan like grabs Louis and like pulls Louis down, and then with his right hand just throws the fucking lobs it into the back of the car.
Okay, fine. You have this car on fire. You have the hound on the back. God. The hound. You see, before the flames engulf the rearview mirror, he's just got like Walt's eyes looking through the rearview mirror, and then he just sees these flames come up. But before he sees the flames come up and his car is now on fire and he feels the heat of it behind his neck, it does seem to be that smoothness on the back of the car, this thing is, it's not happy. It's some of the shards of its essence are kind of falling off. from being on the car. But that's not neither here nor there, because it's still there. It just maybe cannot see where you are.
Do we think Louis should still take damage from this? I kind of do.
I was going to get you as a last thing. Like, you're not going to be outside of the blast radius of a Molotov. And that could be very unlucky. And I'm going to have to make you roll for that lethality, I think. What do you think?
So, I'm going to tell you right now, he rolled that athletics check to do the attack. That was 9%. Mm-hmm. That's underneath the lethality rating of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a 2-meter radius.
So that's straight up, that would...
So Molotovs are not technically in the book. I put together the stats for the Molotov from the things I got from a few different places to make it, I thought, reasonable.
How much damage does a Molotov do?
Oh, well, it has... It doesn't really... It has the lethality damage, but then it just basically goes off of fire damage. And fire damage is... I can give you the damage type here.
All right, I don't want to get caught up too much into this. You. But I want you to just take some fire damage. It's probably no lethality on that.
It I would say it was right 2d6.
All right, let's hit that.
Let's see if Louis
2d6
dies
and see if
right
Louis
now.
Gets burned. I think it's
oh
fair.
My god, a 1 3. And a 2 for 3 nice. Damage wow. As Louis begins to
so
wail.
Louis like this. There's a flame and there's this liquid on his arm and he starts flailing. Oh, you fucking madman!
I only shot you! Oh, sorry, that was your accent. Hey,
this
I only shot you! I'm sorry! Oh, Finnegan, why?
No. It's not because you shot me. I'm trying to help you,
Finnegan, why?
Okay, cool. Amazing. We are... Back up to the hound. So the hound is sitting there. It's on the back seat. Well, it's not on the back seat. It's in the back. But this thing, I don't think it needs to get any closer. You see it morph. Its shape changes. And you see these two limbs emerge from the side of its body, from its incorporeal body. These two limbs come out made out of shards. And it's going to try and sweep you with the shards.
Is that Louis? He's going to try to sweep Louis?
It's going to go for Louis.
Does he... get some sort of disadvantage from the Molotov?
Yes, you know, he does get a disadvantage from the Molotov.
Do I get the opportunity to attempt to dodge, such as in the regular combat rules, or is this...
Where are you going to dodge to, Louis?
Why don't you mind your own fucking business, John?
In the front seat.
It's
I'm being very generous here. I'm going
to
say
no. I think you are. I think Louis might just have to take this.
All right, with a minus 20 on that shard sweep... That is a failure.
Nice.
All right.
This thing, you see these things come into the back seat. They kind of immerse themselves into the back seat.
What happens?
They rip it to shreds.
Like when they make contact with stuff, stuff just dissolves, basically?
It dissolves or shreds out.
Right.
Hmm.
This thing obviously can control when it gives, like, the world that kind of damaged feeling. But as things get cut up, there's just no fragments left. Things just get cut up and beaten up, but there's no
fragments.
They're
just annihilated.
It eats those fragments. All right, Walt. We're one over the island. We're over the island, approaching the green. Let's get a roll in.
Can you imagine what the inside of this car is like right now?
Push.
Push that failure.
Sure.
How much willpower you got left to burn?
11.
Okay.
3
willpower burnt.
God, please succeed. If we fail at this point,
I made one.
I feel like we have to wreck.
Yes.
Oh my god.
15, that's a success.
There's a boat ramp.
Walt drives over. It's pretty much like there's an island. You guys, you're off the street. There's like the stoppage. There's no railings because, like, this is a nice park. No railings. You guys ramp over the island onto the grass.
And there's that slow motion, like, as we take flight over the water, is that slow motion as with, like, it zooms in on each of our faces as Louis is just, like, screaming in horror as his legs are on fire.
Finnegan's like,
And you are now on track to hit the water. The hound knows this. The hound seems to... You see in the side mirror now that the hound is kind of very aware of this looming mass of flatness that's coming up. But it doesn't move just yet. Louis.
Can Louis attempt to... Are we literally on the about to hit the water right now?
You are pretty much about to ramp in, so not yet.
Like a scene in Inception.
I think Louis reaches up.
You are not yet airborne.
Oh.
Louis reaches up to the... Because his back is to the front of the car, his legs are in the back seat. He reaches up to the sunroof, which is still open, to pull himself up and out to evade. He just wants to get away from everything: the car, the fire, the beast, and Finnegan.
Okay, that makes sense. So that'll put you in a better position for next turn.
Okay, that's what he's gonna do. He's getting ready to bail out, essentially.
Okay, awesome, cool, Finnegan. Finnegan's probably watching him and be like, that might be a good plan.
Finnegan tugs one last Corona and starts to open the passenger door.
He just that last one, that's just for him.
Yeah, no Molotov. He just needs it.
Okay. You take out your in the glove box, there's a bunch of limes. You just pop it in real quick.
All right, cool.
And he's going to try to, like, perch himself on the door to, you know, so as to jump out when we hit the water.
Okay. Looks good. Okay. The hound is still on the back there. It's looking... It shimmers a bit and might be a bit afraid with that shimmer.
I mean, Louis is, like, face to face with this thing. All right.
Mm-hmm. It will... It will attack Finnegan. It sees it's got that choice. It's like face to face, but there's fire in front of its vision at the side, in the front of it, and it sees this door open on the side of this moving vehicle, and there's this limb that's hanging out, and it's Finnegan's limb. It's going to try again to do a shard sweep on Finnegan.
Can I dodge? Since I do have somewhere to dodge to, the door's open.
Let's see. That's a success. So you get, like, the reaction roll, right, Joe?
He can use, basically, his... Actually, technically, he has not acted yet, but because he's already acted this turn, he does not get to dodge.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give it to you, though, because he's kind of, like, put himself in a different position, and it's literally just opening a door. So I'm okay to bend this a little, because literally opening a door is not a serious action. So if we want to do the evasion mechanic, let's do it.
You would roll your dodge skill.
Which is 30, so not great.
It's better than nothing.
Says, oh my god. Oh,
shit. Right, okay, that's really lucky. You guys saved luck for this fucking thing. And these shards just pierce where your leg was on the door, and you see the material on the side of the door, the place where the windshield goes down, that just becomes exposed. There's just bare metal. This thing chewed through that metal, and it looks like a sledgehammer got smashed into the side of the door. But your leg is still intact. Walt.
Driving.
You're driving, man. You see a ramp on this final stretch.
It's like GTA. Like, what is that ramp doing there?
Right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that seems like a good stunt. You're going to roll a drive to see if you hit that ramp at a good angle or at a bad angle.
All right. Bumble, 99.
That is a fumble.
Walt. All right. What happened?
Walt aims for the ramp.
It's what we deserve.
And while he's going against the ramp, he somehow he's freaked out a little, and he sees this fucking, the door almost comes off at the back. So Finnegan's got like a clear shot to just jump out the side. That freaks him out a bit, so he like jerks the wheel with his gloves, and instead of hitting the ramp straight on, he hits it with two wheels. Right. So the car is now on the ramp, it's ramping up,
and
it's doing, it's in the middle of a barrel roll into the water.
Now we're in the Inception shot.
Yeah. Now we're in the Inception
mid-air,
shot.
Midair, car's doing a barrel roll, things are going upside down.
All right, Louis, you're gonna, what you're doing, you're still, the hound still hasn't parted with you guys.
If we are in the air, this is the moment, that slow-mo moment with the classical music. It's playing Ave Maria as we float. Yes. Ave Maria! Just slow-mo. I'd like to make some type of roll to just separate from the car now that we're, like, we have the momentum, okay. We're over the water. I would like to use my athletics, if possible, to just get out of there. So,
it's a good thing you built up all that strength for this very moment.
It's a 41 success.
That is a success.
Louis is away. By the way, I really imagine that his legs are literally on fire, that he has fuel on his legs, and he's flying through the air on fire.
Yeah. Quick roll for that damage on the fire in this turn, right?
What did I say? Was it 2d6?
Is that a constant thing?
That's, okay, so...
He hasn't put it out.
So the way it reads... And it's a Molotov. The way that it reads for fire damage is that it compares it to a size of a fire, right? So I said, so for a campfire is 2d6 per turn if you're engulfed in the campfire. Am I still engulfed
in fire? It's
going to
be less than a campfire.
Okay, so let's do
just a d6.
Let's do 1d6. 1d6 of damage as he's flying through the air still. A 1. Oh my
you
god.
Lucky bastard.
Yes.
We're like, lucky Louis.
So the fire is creeping up. It's now on his chest, at the bottom of his neck almost. But he manages with his very, very strong thighs to make an epic leap from the top of the roof. The car is upside down, so he pretty much makes it out of the car to the side. Separates out effectively from this burning heap of what's going to be metal. Finnegan.
Same thing. Just trying to get out of there and into the lake. Do I need an athletics?
Thinking athletics.
You have juice.
Is it definitely
this
athletics?
Is a good time
or
for
juice. Could I do a dex?
This is gonna be athletics.
Okay. Rolling athletics. Oh yeah, and I'm gonna use the juice. Gonna burn a juice.
You've got two juices, right? So you could maybe plus 40 that baby if you want.
And burn all your juice. I don't know if the stakes are that high. I don't know what happens if you fail this roll. Or if you just stay with the car. You do you, man.
I want to do 1 plus 20. Failure. Yeah. Fuck me.
It was a failure.
It would have failed if you did two, put them both too, so.
Yeah, it wouldn't have helped. All right, you try and jump out. There is no door. It got blown off. But you don't make it out cleanly, so you definitely smash against the side of the car on your way out, because as it turns out, jumping out of a moving vehicle while it's turning in a barrel roll, not so easy. So you're probably going to take some damage, depending on how this thing lands next time. You're not cleanly separated.
Fair enough.
All right. The hound, it's got pretty much one person left in the car, and it's going to... You see this swirling mass of shards. It now knows this is like its last-ditch effort before it goes wherever it goes, because it's about to hit a large body of water. It engulfs Walter in a swirling mass of shards. It looks like the shard swarm is coming over him.
Crit? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh! Fuck. The shard swarm. I don't think there's anything you can do here. Is there any dodge?
Or
counter against a crit?
I guess, I mean, technically he's gone this turn. So it's a 55. It's not. It does not meet the lethality. The lethality is 10%. It's above lethality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be the damage roll times two. It's going to be twice as much damage.
Yep.
I guess, Brad, I mean, it's on you. It kind of depends on what you feel like.
Oh, hold up. Nope. Okay. You see the shard swarm come upon you. But for some reason, it looks to be placing itself on you, like trying to map you out instead of just tearing you apart. And instead of just tearing you apart, it just dissolves. Nothing happens.
Why?
So this is just a lethality attack.
Oh, it doesn't have a damage.
So there's
attack.
No damage that comes out of it.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Huh.
So this thing would have either blown you apart into a bloody mess or done nothing. Well, that's how
it's like a serious glass cannon type attack. Like, yeah. It's either all or nothing.
Exactly.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
But I do think you're going to roll for sanity on that, because that's not a nice experience, Walt.
Okay.
It's a great time to have a break.
Success. 1542.
All right. So just take one. No, you're on your breaking point. Let's skip that. We're skipping that. I don't want to deal with the mechanics of figuring out what mental break you have right now. We'll just let that in for later.
I'm not on my breaking point.
Oh, shit. I thought you were on your breaking point.
No.
Okay. No. Then take that one damage.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to try to get out of the car, too.
Cool. Hit that athletics check. At this point, you've probably done your squats. You learned from last
success.
Time. You successfully open the door, or you roll down the window, because you're old school like that, so you roll down the window, and you just hold both sides, and you just launch, because you know your quads are not as strong as they used to be, and they never were, but you know that your arms are,
this
and
was
you
easier
just launch
in
yourself
space.
Out. And you separate out from the car.
Oh my god. So,
everybody's out
this
of the car.
Finnegan's
everybody's out of the car midair.
Oh, Finnegan's not?
Finnegan.
Oh.
Finnegan's
we go straight to you.
Entangled with the door or something?
Yeah. So give me one last dexterity roll to see what happens.
But dex, success, 29 under 60.
All right, you managed to somehow, when you're midair, you bumped your hip against this thing. We're not going to roll for damage because it doesn't really matter. But you manage to free yourself from the car as it's going. This thing is now fully upside down. As upside down, you manage to launch yourself from the opposite direction to what Louis launched himself. And this car is now flying free with the hound on its back.
As it careens into the lake.
As you see this thing going, it's this flaming what Camino?
it's a Mustang. It's
flaming Camino with the Mustang with the fucking glass at the back shot out on fire in the back seat, which makes no sense. Rolls into the water upside down. You see the hound take some kind of a scream and it just dissipates. There is nothing left of the hound, but you know that didn't kill it. That is not the hound gone. It is just, it's gone back to where it came from, and you manage to evade this multi-dimensional nasty creature.
Wow, that's the longest fucking conflict we've had.
Yeah, it is. And now we're all swimming in Lake Michigan.
You're just swimming.
And it wasn't even against a woman.
Yeah. That we know of.
Yeah, well, Louis is extinguished, so he's got some burn marks. It obviously hurts a little bit. But you guys are just sitting there in the water. You kind of swim together. You look at each other. You're all a little bit phased, and you're kind of looking around to see if you can spot the hound, but you're pretty sure it's gone away.
Jesus.
And that is where it is.
What a fucking session.
Yeah. That was a journey.
We're going to have to split this one up into two.
Yeah.
We're going to need maybe a bit of a... What's after a prologue? No, epilogue? bit of an epilogue probably, and then maybe a bit of a debrief after this.
Do you feel like this is the end of our operation?
I feel like it, yep.
Wait, this is the end of it?
What really happens afterwards.
Oh.
That's it?
Really? Okay. Huh.
Guys, you fucking made it. This is
did
not...
we?
I, this...
did we?
Yeah.
We you survived.
Made it by not dying.
Well, okay.
But we completely fucked the operation.
Yeah. It's like, is yes. Delta Green gonna let us fucking yeah. live? I mean, we...
Foil's not
we
happy.
We failed. Like, this is a... Is yeah. this what a failed operation feels like?
This is what it looks like.
Jeez.
Burning car through the street... Molotovs flying,
shotgun
bullets, glass everywhere. You're just lucky that nobody, I was checking these rolls, nobody got killed by the Hound on the way. It didn't care about them. It was caring about you.
God, we didn't well, find the source of this drug because this Hispanic lady
well,
somewhere...
technically the source is gone because okay. Jacob
is
dead.
Is gone.
So we can, listen, we can call mm-hmm. Foil and be like, listen, problem solved. I think we can all agree
the
that
laptop that we got is in the car that's underwater. Fuck.
Yep, the laptop's
book.
In the car underwater.
Textbook, my guys.
It's a sloppy failure.
Dude, Pumpkin Cakes.
Or sloppy success.
Pumpkin Cakes, who was following us on Twitch, said, no, 99 crit fail on ramp. And then, and then said, that was exciting, guys. Love the type of monster and how you thought to fight it. I'm not sure if I'm proud of how
you.
We thought to fight it. That's, thank you, Pumpkin. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the input
awesome. You guys did a great job. Let me tell you, this could have gone so much worse. And again, you narrowly avoided death. Let me just reiterate
Dude.
How fucking lucky you guys are. Mm. You narrowly avoided death on multiple fronts. You know what? You even narrowly succeeded. So narrowly. If you had prevented Spider from coming... From just, if you just made him unconscious or killed him, this would have all gone away.
You yeah. son of a bitch, John.
But you didn't roll that way.
I got you.
You did not roll that way. I'm
oh
sorry.
Oh my god. Dude. And there is more. Oh god. Okay.
So yeah, we'll need a debrief. I'll give you an open table, full debrief if you want. This was so much fun.
Okay.
Yeah, this sesh was fucking awesome.
This is why we play Delta Green.
Yep, agreed. I knew shit was going to hit the fan, and if it didn't, I was going to make it. I'm glad it just happened.
Wow.
No need.
Man, you know what? I'm glad we failed so much. I'm
yeah.
glad.
That was fun.
That was a lot of
fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The idea of now, like, Finnegan, Walt. At least Walt can go back to fucking Burma. Right? It's like,
yeah.
If they let him through the airport,
well,
I guess is a question.
I will do some rolls. Yeah, I want to see what actually happens, and I'll just roll some dice to give you a bit of an epilogue. Epilogue and a debrief if we want later on.
Cool. We should do just a single episode to just wrap this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Guys, good sesh. Thank
it
you
was.
So much.
Sean,
thank you. You played amazingly
you.
Well.
Sean. Thank you.
That was fun.
It was, yeah. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Such a slow burn to an explosive
right end. Until it wasn't.
Yeah.
God, like, is your brain hot? Does it feel like
yes.
it's just you've overclocked?
My brain is warm.
Like,
mm-hmm. I had to think of a lot of ways to just get this thing progressing, and also respecting the rules
yeah.
and not giving you guys too much.
Yeah.
I guess I'll open cards later and you guys can gauge if I gave you too much, but I gave you enough
cool.
chances to die and enough chances to survive. That's what I was going
excited
for
the debrief.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, thank you so much. You
Sweet.
Too.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Everyone listening, everyone watching, whether you're live or you're later, man, thank you so much. I hope this Wow, I mean, we're going to split this episode into two when we release, because it was just, like, we're at 2.5 hours on
yeah.
this episode.
Sorry, Brad.
No worries.
But it, man, this has been great. Everyone, thank you so much. If there's anything you can tell a friend about when you're talking about this podcast and how this thing went, tell them about this. Be like, you are never, like, when it goes, it fucking goes. Tell a friend about us. Leave us a positive review if you're watching on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Really appreciate it. Come join us. If you you want to get these episodes a week early, come over to Patreon. You've heard the spiel before. It really helps us out, and we appreciate everyone who makes this thing possible. And that is our Patreons. It really is. Guys, what a ride.
Thank you very much.
Very cool.
It was good fun. You guys played beautifully. It was fun. And I really enjoyed playing with these characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's such a joy. So, yeah.
All right, John.
What a crew.
All right. Everybody, thank you for joining. And remember, stay safe and stay sane.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Later.
Brilliant.
What a
rush.
That
was so good. Dude, are you tired or what?
I'm so fucking trained. It's so hard.
Yeah, you are.
It's so hard making choices like this.
Oh my god.